A tense fight over development and preservation goes to a final vote of Nashville City Council on Tuesday night. At stake is the future of a 20-acre property in Green Hills that was long the home of the Monroe Harding Foster Care Institution. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
The proposal calls for a 31-home subdivision to replace what was Monroe Harding's pastoral campus, including demolition of the colonial-style mansion at its center. Preservationists and many neighbors, like Deborah Evans, say that'd be too much housing and a huge loss of character.
This plan is kind of ripping out the core and the heart of our historic neighborhood.
Many also fear that flooding from Browns Creek could worsen. But Monroe Harding's board chairman, John Horst, told the council that the organization's continued existence, training foster families and mentoring kids, depends on selling the land for a profitable subdivision.
As it is, though, we've been held hostage for nearly a year, unable to move forward and wasting valuable resources all the while, resources that would otherwise go towards helping the children and families we serve.
By rule, the developer is allowed to build dozens of homes now, and the city doesn't have a way to save the mansion or any buildings associated with Monroe Harding. Instead, the local councilman has gotten the developer to make some concessions, agreeing to fewer homes, more sidewalks and replacement trees, and a larger flood buffer. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.